empty, pointing every finger at me, waiting like a stalking butler. Center in you, I will chew it up and leave. Trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me.
It could be just a lie. semi-automatic, I imagine, I believe.
Seconds to Mars. That was an abrupt ending. Yeah. Okay, man. What's going on? It's 8:43 here at the Red Eye Radio Network, streaming live at redeyeradionetwork.com. And reminder, phones are open 407-574-7029. Got a couple of calls and a few requests at those calls. Still waiting on Kim to arrive at the studio, and also Alan, my good friend Alan in Lauderdale, to jump on the chat board as well. Because, you know, Frank's place was actually kind of crazy. We had, like, about, what, 9 girls out there, and they were all just getting crazy. Sick, crazy stuff is what was going on Tuesday. Tonight's kind of slow, but I think about 9 o'clock it's going to be picking up. That's my prediction. So, like the hurricane guy, how he predicts shit. He's always wrong, too. Hopefully I'm not like him. We have some classic Van Halen. This is Me Wise Magic here at the Red Eye Radio Network, streaming live till 10 o'clock. After that, who the hell knows what's going to happen?
I know what you're dreaming. Zen. Get it your way. You'll get it halfway down the interstate. 4 days from now, it all goes clear. A Buddhist rhythm.
It's empty and cold without you here. Too many people to wake over. I see my vision burn. I feel my memories fade with time. But I'm too young to worry. The streets we travel. For a while, I can move on with you around. I hand you my mind.
You. to know with another name. You blow a kiss, but it just don't feel the same. Cause I can feel that you're gone. I can't bite my tongue forever while you try to play it cool.
Gonna miss me.
a little Tears for Fears rock and roll here at the Red Eye Radio Network, and that was Change. Brenda, how are you? Lori, how are you? And everybody else out there, if you can hear me, how are you too? Kim, what's going on?
I don't know. I can only hear in one ear.
Hey, girl. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, well, you know.
So it kind of sounds funny anyways. So we can call this night a, be funny practice night or something.
There you go.
How's or you can say anything, anything.
Anything. How's your ears now? Are they working?
No, they're going back and forth.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's a ghost.
It was a ghost. Probably. So you can really only hear out of one ear?
It keeps going back and forth.
Well, you know, things go back and forth here all the time at the Red Eye Radio Network. What do you want?
All right, stop messing with me, man.
Hey, man.
It even sounds weirder. Hey, man.
Frank and Rock and Kim here at the Red Eye. And, and our band, that's
yeah, we're not talking about that one.
We're not doing it.
I have a cool story to tell you, though. It's not really cool.
Hang on, I have to say this about the band.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
If I was 20 years younger.
Yeah. How's your headphones? Are they working now?
No, they're still not working.
What the hell are you
doing?
Sorry,
I don't care. Whatever.
Okay.
Go on with the show, man.
Talk about something.
Yeah, no, I have a really cool story about one of the U.S. soldiers.
Right.
They were I heard the story about this guy who was under attack for, very good, Frank. It works. Awesome, I can hear. Anyway, so they were under attack.
I'm all about pushing something in a hole.
Huh?
Nothing.
What? Anyways.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. Okay, they were, they were fighting under fight, like 24-hour dog fight or whatever. And you know how they take turns sleeping?
Right.
Well, it was this guy's turn to, like, be the one sleeping, right? And they came under attack, and he runs out of the, whatever they sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in like these pink boxer shorts, and he starts firing, and they took pictures of it, and they're gonna put those shorts in the like some kind of museum
next to Michael Jackson stuff.
It's really cute though. You got these two like soldiers standing side by side, and then right. This guy in boxer shorts, and they're all holding guns. Anyways, that's a good story.
Are they holding their guns, or are they holding actual rifles?
No, they were in a fight. They actually got a picture taken of them by a reporter as they're fighting. And he's like, he never backed down. It was like, he woke up, heard the fighting, and he like ran out, grabbed his gun. Didn't even put on his clothes.
That's what I'm saying. Were they holding rifles or their own guns?
I don't even think they had time to think about all that.
Hey, man, you know, if I was walking around naked, I would be thinking about that in a heartbeat.
I can guarantee, though.
What?
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that on a field fighting with somebody with guns.
Oh, depends on how bad I had to pee.
First thing you would probably think of is, oh, shit, I'm going to get my pecker shot off, and you wouldn't even run out there, I'm sure of it.
I have a pretty small pecker. They'd have to really try to aim.
BBs. Now, you know why they make BB guns? Get a scope and night vision. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
I just belittled myself.
But here you go. You sure did. But Noah, you can guarantee that's one thing that they're not thinking of when they run out to battle. They get women.
Yeah, you know, my friend Tony would know all about that kind of stuff, but he's not here to explain it to us. So, you know, we just got to fly by night with that story.
War stories. You have cool stories, though, because I used to... be a storm chaser, right?
I was a storm chaser.
That is definitely hot.
I used to chase storms, man. Oh shit!
It's fucking cool.
I was chasing storms. They were, they were trying to get away from me, and I was like, "No, come back."
Yes,
and they made me chase them.
Hey, so you can tell us, like, the movie Twister, like
One that came out in 1996. I was chasing storms in 1984. That movie came out, and all of a sudden, all of us people that were involved with Skywarn or React or whatever, all of a sudden, everybody was going, "Oh, you saw a Twister, didn't you?"
So
okay,
you
no asshole. I was doing this before the movie came out. No, you saw a Twister. Now all of a sudden, you're a storm chaser. It was that kind of shit. And most of these guys lived in like Bithlo or Apopka.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I didn't think that way. I was thinking, yeah, storm chaser.
Well, you're sitting right next to all the
just
plaques on the wall with my name
so much
on it.
More,
from the National,
man, you know, it's
you're sitting right
hot.
There with all the plaques from the National Weather Service.
I read them every now and again when you bore me. Oh, did I say that out loud?
You. You know, it's all about one hand washes the other here, Cam.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And my hand's dirty and yours is clean.
All right, so what are we going to play, man?
We're going to play some music, man. Since we can't play a certain artist that we were going to play.
Who needs them?
We can play some, maybe, let's see, Brenda. What is Brenda like? Brenda. Yeah. How about this?
Something in the mouth.
No. She expected it. Throwing her ass off. This is Animals here from Nickelback. Yeah. Or Brokeback. Of course, she likes that movie.
Cover me, deny me. Man, he yells throughout his
Little Doc and Rock and Roll here at the Red Eye Radio. This is Frank, and this is the Frank and Rock and Kim show. Speaking of Rock and Kim, Kim, what are you doing back there behind me?
I am rocking.
Yeah, you're doing something. Crazy.
You have to have a swivel chair, man. It really does.
Would you say a syllable chair?
Swivel.
Oh, a swivel chair. It helps when...
Hey, that would be a good band name, Swivel.
It helps when the seat's actually on the swivel post.
Yeah.
Okay. But you prefer to sit on the post, so that's cool.
It's the only thing you gave me. What the fuck?
Hey, I don't know, man.
Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have something that I'm inspired to talk about.
Swivel chairs.
No. Anyways.
Yeah. Rock the boat, huh?
Hey, you know California like totally bankrupt herself, that they're writing IOUs to the people?
Does Arnold Schwarzenegger know about this?
Yeah, like, isn't he like the main fry there?
He is. Yeah, the main fry.
He's definitely not coming back.
I will not give you an IOU. I will kill you now. Come with me if you want to live.
No, seriously, that's messed up, man. Like, you know, I wonder what he's going to do next. You know, and you know how, like, they're making, this is something I heard talked about earlier, you know how they're every single comic book, they seem to be making a movie of?
Do you think?
So he's definitely going to end up in one again, you know? I'll be back. See, he said it way long time ago, knew it.
He did. Remember him back in, what was the movies he was in? Like, the very first movie he was in? Like way back when, like in the early 80s.
Nah, I wasn't.
When he hardly had any speaking
parts. I wasn't
watching
movies like that, man.
Can't remember the name of the freaking movie,
Kunan,
man.
Or Kunan.
Oh, Conan.
Conan, yeah. Kunan. And I didn't even watch it.
Well, you led me on the right path. You said Kunan. I was like, okay, that's not the way it is.
I knew because my mom, you know, like she says that. And then she shudders.
Conan.
I don't think she thinks he's hot no more, though.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah. So, anyways, so what?
Should be Brenda the Barbarian.
Brenda. No, that's Barbarianess.
Well,
but the feminine.
She swings both ways, I hear. So
that's rocks.
Just kidding.
She's not even on my friends list. What's up with that,
Brenda? Why are you not on Rock and Kim's friends list? You know, do tell.
Come on, girl.
Do tell. And
she's
will eventually.
Probably afraid of the whole swivel chair thing.
Shit, am I supposed to type something now? Oh my god.
Hey, you want to hear another story? That's where I was going with the whole Arnold thing.
You said going with the whole.
Yeah, I said I had so many.
Hey, girl. All right, story time with Kim. Let's go.
All right, check it. You know what would totally get California out of debt, right, is like the
cocaine.
Legalization. No. The legalization of marijuana. So,
and aliens,
like,
from
people
Mexico.
People need to start like standing up about that, because think about it, right? How many jobs that would create? You know what I'm saying? Like, they would have people that grow it, water it.
They would just legalize,
fertilize,
you know,
it.
Illegal aliens from coming over from Mexico. They could put those to work.
Oh, no, dude. Didn't you hear about that? They're, like, totally cracking on, like, going business to business and actually going, you know, and finding out, like, people's employment history.
Oh, I know. I'm just being me.
Yeah. Well, that's cool because they're finally doing something about it. And, you know, North Korea, they lit off another rocket. And everybody's like, oh, they're going to do it on 4th of July. Like, it's another freaking firework.
I like the way you said that. They lit off another a rocket.
They did. They just,
like some guy was standing with a big lighter going.
It makes me think of that freaking commercial. You
okay,
know,
rocket
light,
lit. Rocket lit. Run, run, run. Rocket lit. Go now.
That's like Mexico. Speak as Hollis.
Rocket lit going off now. Run. Run for your life.
Yeah, that's more like a little Mexican riot with that. Oh my God, it's Florida!
You know they don't have. You know how normal people, like when they're out doing rocket tests, they always wear goggles to protect their eyes.
No,
you never seen that before.
No, we shot off rockets, but we didn't do that.
But you know, Koreans, they don't have to do that because their eyes are slanted.
That's great. I've never worked with like a bunch of Chinese people, and I've been doing extra stuff, and you know, I got to work with a group of Chinese people, and I thought sitting there listening to Spanish for hours was bad with not knowing what they're talking about.
Right. Yeah,
Chinese is even worse. And
what?
The whole place smelled like fish and shrimp.
Wow. I have to sense that being in a delay action form, so excuse me. Oh yeah, gee. There you go.
The
Andrews out there listening to us right now.
Ah.
So you have to say that, oh yeah, gee.
I don't even know what that means. I kind of wondered.
Just say, oh yeah, gee anyway.
I don't want to.
Just say, oh yeah, gee.
No.
Oh, come on.
I can say synergy. I like the way that sounds, but I don't like that, what you just said. It's all right, not
Eric.
Me.
She's totally just you, man.
It's not me, man. I'm not the kind of G person. I'm more like bat my eyes and, you know, smile.
You're not the G spot person?
Oh, G. Yeah.
And you're telling me you're not the G spot person?
I don't even know how to answer that. I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry.
With the truth would be.
I'm like, now, do I want to answer that like where, you know, well, I might regret what I say? Or do I want to answer it like, you know, in a funny, I don't want to answer it way?
I think you got stumped. I think you got stumped right now.
Yeah, but it's all good.
You're all wet. You got rain down. You're wearing my flannel shirt. Come on.
I know I'm freezing. Well, I'm not freezing anymore.
You can't
anymore.
Be freezing. This room is hot as shit.
No, I'm fine now. I'm telling you, when I was in the gas station.
Hey, girl.
I'm telling you, the craziest thing, the hair on my arms, like the goosebumps had goosebumps. I was literally freezing to death in there.
Wow.
So, whatever. I'm a Floridian that's northern. Mm-hmm. It's weird. No, I freeze for anything. Like, I have several blankets, which, you know, he informed me that he has no sweaters. I have no sweaters, Kim.
I don't.
I'm a man. What the heck?
I don't have any sweaters.
Then he starts doing... No, you. Here's the funny thing.
Oh, here it comes.
I got it. Check it out. You like rifles and all those kind of things. And who'd you say that you weren't? Mr. Rogers. You sure the fuck are. He does a broadcasting.
I'm not Mr. Rogers.
No, because you don't want any sweaters, so...
How many times have you ever seen me go to the land of make-believe? Never.
Hey, I thought that was what this was
Hence
all about.
Hence the fact that I'm not Mr. Rogers.
This is like the land of make-believe.
Not really. This is more of the land of reality.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
You know, speaking of gas stations, I went to a racetrack gas station. And I figured, well, you know, I'm in a racetrack gas station. You've been to those before, right?
Yeah, those, like...
The racetrack gas
station. You always go to it. I like that.
I figured, okay, the point of the gas station is, you know, try to get to the pump as fast as you can.
Right.
Well, you know, there's always some guy out there, and you know, I happened to be in St. Cloud at the time, and, you know, I tried to get to the pump as fast as I could, and there was some asshole just screaming out shit like,
"What race are you in, shithead?"
I'm like, I'm trying to get to the pump, dude.
When was the last time you were in St. Cloud?
Last week.
Ah,
I was.
Because, like, you know, I think the Cowboys done went home from St. Cloud. There's not very many Cowboys live there anymore.
There's a difference between Cowboys and Rednecks.
I don't even think Rednecks live there anymore. That place is, like, it's migrated.
Migrated into what? Green
All
necks?
Spanish stuff, man.
No, hey, man, will you slow down, man?
I tell you, they come to town and things get built up.
Yeah.
Taxpayers' dollars.
That's right. And then right after they get built up, they get burned back down again.
Yeah, the only place that ever got burned, okay, like around here that I remember, like in our area, because you've lived here for a while, right? So
right.
The only places is that damn Wing House. Go
the Wing
figure,
House
man.
Is being rebuilt.
People got jealous because they were the only ones making money.
That's right, but it's getting rebuilt again, so all the hot Wing House chicks will be back.
Yeah, I heard.
And I'll be right in there going, hey, girlfriend.
Well, when that Wing House goes, then we'll go celebrate.
I dated like 3 girls out of that Wing House. Had you done that?
Have I done that?
I did 3 different ones.
Did you say, did you know that?
That's what I said. Did you know that? Did I ever tell you that?
No, I didn't. I thought you said, did you do that?
No, 3 different Wing House chicks, man. They're all like 23, 24.
Go Frank.
Hell yeah, man. Like the young girls, the hot young chicks, you know. Let's see. It was Stacia, Allie, and I can't remember the other chick's name.
Of course. They never do. Men.
Well, I don't think if she
Men
told,
like
I don't
Frank.
Think she ever even told me what her name was.
Whatever.
Kind of just, I was just like, hey, what's up, man? When you want to ride home? And that was it.
So you basically flirted with them.
Well, I did more than that.
All right. But you can't remember one's name?
Names aren't important.
All right, whatever. That's not true, man.
Well, I'm getting a message here. Anyway, listen, let's go back into some more music here. We got to play something for... You know who?
Let's rock.
You know who? Who is it?
I don't. Brenda.
There you go. Brenda.
We love you.
We do love you. And here's a song that'll prove how much we love you. Because this is what you need in life. Nickelback something in your mouth. Deep in your mouth. Okay, maybe, you know, halfway. We'll be right back.
music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
More Than a Feeling from Boston here at the Red Eye Radio Network. And, hey, Eric Scott is out there from Animal House. I'd like to say hi to him. I haven't talked to him in quite a while. Hope he is doing well. Thanks for being here. Hey, don't forget, guys, the show starts at 8 o'clock. It's not 9 o'clock, so I know most of you guys showed up around 9. And if you guys want to give us an input and want us to start at 9 to 11, we'll do that. But as of now, the show starts at 8 o'clock, and yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, it's a good recommendation, Frank.
It is a good recommendation.
Very good idea. I think you got the light bulb turning there.
Seriously, though, hey, check out Eric's site, man, animalhouse100.com. He's got a cool site, and he's got some great shows. I think he still does a show on Monday nights. That was what his agenda was, but you can go to his site. Or he'll jump on the chat board and tell you exactly when his show is. But cool show. He also has several webcams he has in his studio, so that's awesome.
Ooh, webcams.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I don't know. Those are kind of freaky.
Very crazy show, man.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll have to like check that out. Everyone, check it out.
You do.
Hey guys. Also, since you,
hey guys,
you know, if you want to find out what we said in the first 45 minutes of the show or whatever, you know, you can always rewind us, listen to us again. Recommend people listen to us because we're pretty funny and we play some good rock music, man.
You listen to the pre-recorded shows.
Yeah, so check it out, you know, and tell your friends about it.
Tell your friends
now.
About it. And in 9 minutes from now, we have Norma Jean coming up here after us. So I was informed of that. That was actually happening. I was informed via proxy that was actually happening. Liaison, if you will. Not from the horse's mouth, but from a liaison information center that Norma is coming on. After us, Kim.
Yeah, that's, you know, cool. We have to, you know, say definitely check her out.
I had to reiterate that a couple of times because, you know, it was kind of funny how I got it. And Brenda's even laughing about it because I was like, wait, hey, how you doing, babe? Back the truck up, sweetheart, okay? What the hell is this now? It's like it's like you're being informed from something. It's like a sub-inform.
I can't even tell you how long
it's like a cliff note. It's like someone handing. It's like you're doing the news and someone hands you a cliff note.
Page?
Here.
It's a Word page.
Someone hands you a Word document. Here, read that. What the hell is this? Read it. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, really? Oh, thanks. Thanks for the info. It's pretty funny stuff. Yeah, okay. About 8 minutes from now, a normal will be on, or, you know, whenever the hell I decide to release the station. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just kidding.
Hey, do we say hello to everyone?
I said hello to some people. You want to say hello to somebody?
I just wanted to make sure we said hello to everybody we were supposed to.
So hello, everybody we're supposed to say hello to.
I don't remember you saying...
we have
hey,
Alan, we have Lori, we have Brenda, we have Norm apparently out there that's going to start her
Brenda.
Show.
Brenda.
Brenda, you know. Brenda. Brenda's last name is Over. Did you know that? And she told me that.
I have, too. An Overage.
And Alan from Lauderdale, man. Alan rocks.
Yeah, you guys all rock. Thanks for listening. You know,
Eric Scott's
around.
Out there listening to the show. That's awesome.
Tell everybody to check out our show so you can rock out with us.
Yes, that's the way it works here. Okay, I have some Red Hot Chili Peppers here. Toretta almost said something else. I started laughing in the middle of that sentence. Anyway, Norma's coming up next at 10 o'clock, taking you into the wee hours of the morning. Love you, mean it. See you guys down the road. Kim?
Hey, you guys rock. Keep listening.
Hey, girl. Put your shirt back on. Giggity.
this world will never be what I expected. And if I don't belong, who would have guessed it? I will not leave alone everything that I own to make you feel like it's not too late. It's never too late. Something wrong, who would have guessed it? And I have left alone everything that I own to make you feel like it's not too late. It's never too late. And if I don't belong,